Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We are so excited. It's another Thursday afternoon in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we are so excited to have you join us on the show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and our co-host is Veronica McMillan. Hey, Veronica.
Hey, Francine.
How are you this evening?
I am doing well, and how are you, my sister?
I am doing just fine. I was just telling the audience we're so excited. It's another Thursday evening, and we're just going to jump right into the show today. If this is your first time tuning into our show, we thank you so much. And if you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well. Our ratings have been going up, so woo-hoo, we're excited about it. Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, you know, we've been on the air for a while now, and we just want to welcome you to our program. And just to tell you a little bit about what we do, I'm Francine Humphrey, and I am the CEO of Issues Concerning Women, and Veronica McMillan is my co-host of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And today we're going to give you some tips and some information to guide you as you develop your small business for your nonprofit. So Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. Now, Veronica, on the opposite side of the spectrum, is the Micro Nonprofit Network, where she helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. So, Veronica, I know I just said a mouthful, but I want to
jump into
what we're doing and how things are progressing along in the nonprofit world. So if you could just give us some general information about what you're doing right now and what you're looking forward to in the coming months, because we're in the seventh month. No, we're the eighth month this month. August. Okay. Yes, we're the eighth month. So what are you doing? Where are you going? And just whatever you want to share with the audience today.
Well, thank you, Francine. Yeah, it's sort of kind of like the conversation that you and I had maybe like a couple of Thursdays ago, and I was saying that basically what we're doing in the Micro Nonprofit Network is really trying to shore up our foundation. We're really looking at going after some monies from banking institutions. You know, I'm in the middle of writing the business plan. I've connected with a bank that I believe that may give us a few coins, and so definitely I'm still working that out and allowing God to lead me in the direction that I'm supposed to go. And so I say all this to say that for those who are in, whether you are in on the for-profit side or the nonprofit side, when things kind of get crazy, go back to the foundation. Go back to looking at your purpose and your mission, looking at, you know, the structures that you have in place. Are things working? If they're not working, then do a SWOT analysis to say, okay, what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? What are our opportunities? And what are our threats? And when we look at that, basically, I realized that there were some things that needed to change, and I know that we needed an infusion of capital into the nonprofit so that we will have some working capital. Maybe not be a whole bunch, but it'll give us, you know, some funding to do some things that we want to do in terms of our project. And then the other piece of that is expanding that's the ticket program and adding that component of stress and depression to it, because that will be the thing that we will go after grants for this year. So that's kind of where we are. those two projects right now and expanding the board. Two new board members are coming on to the organization. They're millennials, so they may see things a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at, you know, strategies that they may have that they can offer that we did not see that basically from a millennial perspective, what would millennials do with a startup nonprofit? You know what I mean? And what would a millennial do with a nonprofit that maybe is entering into their third year? How do you reach millennials? How do you get millennials to give? How do you get millennials to volunteer? Those kinds of things I believe is important, as well as bringing those foundational things that we already know, and that basically being able to infuse that new perspective, if you will, into the mix. And so, so again, just really strategizing in terms of how do we basically move the nonprofit forward. Because sooner or later, like if we meant to enter into year four, I certainly want to have, you know, to have a little bit of income for us, you know what I mean? To say it may not be a whole bunch, but again, I would love to see where there is some monies towards salary or a stipend or something, you know what I mean? To help move key stakeholders and players in the organization on. And then lastly, I met with I had a luncheon with Dr. Patterson from over at Regent University. And one of the things that I was sharing with her and another colleague about, you know, what we're doing with expanding that's the ticket program to have that stress and depression component on it, because the mental health issue is huge right about now. And so we want to jump on that bandwagon and go after grants. And one of the things that she said is that, you know, I want to volunteer, and that I need you. If you want something from me, you just have to ask. And so really looking at having a fund development person kind of give pro bono or pay for maybe a limited number of hours for a fund development person to come in to help us strategize in terms of funding. So that was a mouthful, Francine, but that's kind of where we are, you know.
Yes. And that is wonderful, and I know that, you know, behind the scenes there's a lot going on. So if you're just tuning into the show today, what we're talking about is how do you move forward when you're already in a nonprofit and to develop some of the things that you need to do, because it's all about you today. We're talking about you, and if you're not doing certain things in your nonprofit or your business, you're going to be stagnant and you're going to be stuck, and we understand that because we've been on that road. You know, too many times where we get, you know, not discouraged, but we get complacent. You know, we're trying to decide, should I do this or should I do that? And so the one thing that I wanted to say to anybody that's listening, what Veronica is talking about in terms of getting with new board members and then people who want to volunteer, she's talking about sitting down, having sessions where you actually brainstorm with somebody else. See, because a lot of times, and we've talked about this so many times, it's you and your business, but you don't have to be in business by yourself. So you have to start thinking outside of the box. How do I move forward in my nonprofit or in my small business if I'm not talking to anybody? So if you've never heard of the word brainstorming, then you need to Google it so that you can figure out what it is that you need to do to make sure that you're having the conversations with the people that you need to have conversations with. And Veronica was just saying, you know, she's had a meeting with, you know, some financial folks and a meeting with some new board members. So she's sitting down and she's strategizing and she's brainstorming. So if you're in any kind of business, whether it's for-profit or nonprofit, you need to sit down with some creative minds and think about what it is that you really, really want to do. And one of the things that I encourage people to do, because Veronica's also been talking about the business plan. We were talking about this not last week, but the week before, about your business plan. What does that look like? What, you know, why do you need to have one? And the first question for yourself is really, why do you need to have one? Because if you're going to go after funding, you need to have one. I don't care what people tell you, you know, say, you know, well, I shoot from the hip. Well, guess what? You're not going to get any money from anybody reputable, you know, to loan you money, because they don't have time for you to be sitting there patting on your hip, you know, trying to figure out what you need to say to them. You need to have a plan in place and a strategy. So, Veronica, what your mouthful was, you know, very well taken, and I hope whoever's listening will take this to heart. You know, when you're in business, you're the one that has to sit down and to analyze your own business. You know, you can, of course, you can pay me or Veronica to do it. We'll gladly take you on as a client, you know, Veronica. You know? But if you don't have the funds to do that, then you need to do that. And, of course, we do offer those services. So if you're in a business or in a nonprofit and you don't know how to brainstorm or you don't have anybody to talk to, we definitely can help you with that. We don't come on here to sell our products. We come to give you information. But it's also our obligation to let you know that you don't have to go searching for somebody. We can help you with that if that's what you need from us. You know, so, Veronica, that was some great information. And so
Thank you. I encourage
anyone, yes, that's starting their business or their nonprofit to know their why. And for me and Veronica, we've been in business for a while now. So we know our why. We know what we want to do. We know where we want to go. But sometimes we have to change that. And so if you sit down and you talk to somebody else, like she said, bringing in some young people, you know, that have fresh ideas that, you know, nobody has been listening to them because they are young. You know, so they're young, they don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, they do know what they're talking about. So listen to somebody else out and get out of your comfort zone, because so many times we're stuck in our old ways. I was telling somebody yesterday that when we become of a certain age, you know, 50 plus, we're kind of set in our ways, and it's hard to change us. But that 20-some-year-old or, you know, 30-year-old, they are just learning and experiencing different things. And just because they're 23 or 30 doesn't mean that they can't add something to your organization. So, Veronica, that was really, really good.
Yeah.
And so I hope, you know, the audience can get to that. So the other thing I wanted to talk about tonight, because we're talking about our business and how they're changing and how they're growing, when we always talk about passion and all that is good, but how do we know if we're doing the right thing and if we're headed in the right direction? Can you give some insight on that? Because we are seasoned, so we can speak to that.
I think, you know, when you use the word seasoned, part of it is that we've been to the school of hard knocks. I tell people I have a PhD in life and, you know, learned some things. Started in the nonprofit world in 2000, so I'm 18 years into this, working for other nonprofits, and then this is my second nonprofit. And so I guess it goes back to what I said a moment ago, is that you got to look to see if things are not working. Basically, you got to take it back to, you know, take it back to the foundation and begin looking at what do I need to do different? You know, you do sort of kind of like a reflection and say, why didn't that work? Do I not have the right people? Was it the wrong time? Do I have the wrong product or what have you? Or have I not given it enough time to grow? Because when you look at it, we all know, in the nonprofit world, 7 to 10 years is considered still a baby organization, because that's giving you time to get your sea legs in so that you can learn, so you can have community partners, you have people giving and all of that stuff. And so one of the things that I often say is that basically you got to really have a really good person to talk with about your business, and you have other people to look at it. That's one of the reasons why, you know, I am going and using some of the veterans benefits that I have, going over at ODU, because my husband is a veteran. I was not using those services that was over there. And so now in using those services, I got connected with a banker that I believe that will be able to at least open the door up for funding for us. You know what I mean? And so I think primarily it is really assessing and having somebody to say, you know what, you might need to do things a little bit different. And then don't be afraid if it hasn't worked to not, you know, move from that spot. I remember I was listening to TBN some time ago, and I heard a pastor say, and I've kind of taken this to heart. He said, if you're riding a dead horse, dismount. And so if you're riding something that really isn't working, get off of that and come back to the table and say, okay, what is it? Or am I doing too many things? Do I really need to focus on one or two and let those one or two be the thing that we're going to focus on for the next year or two. And then when those one or two things get off of the ground, then, you know, then we'll implement something else so that you can do what you got to do. And then don't be afraid of professional development. You got it. This freebie stuff is okay, but sometimes you got to pay people to support you to do what you need to do. So yeah, man. I'm hoping I'm answering that.
Yes, absolutely, and that's, you know, where I wanted you to go with that, because a lot of times we will ride that horse to the ground, you know, and you're like, okay, but it's not making any money, okay, you lost the people that were helping you with the project to begin with, they're all gone, but you're still holding on to it. Why? You know, and it's okay to go back to the drawing board, like you said, to go back to the basics.
Yeah.
And so, and I truly believe that in any business that you start. And so you have to get to the point where you say, you know, that's enough of that. You know, let me rethink this thing. Let me sit back down and sit down with some sharper minds, sharper than minds. Because a lot of times when we first start out, we pull in our friends and, you know, people we've been hanging out with, and that's all cool, and, you know, they all the hoorah and woo-hoo for us, you know, but that's because it's new, and it's in the beginning, and it was nothing hard about it, because they knew you would take care of it. But when you looked around again, nobody was there, you know, to support you through the whole thing. When it started getting tough, when there was no money coming in, was there for a nonprofit, and you didn't get the grant this year. You know, you got one last year, but you didn't get one this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, well, I hope you guys can hang out with me. Oh, yeah, you know, we got your bag. But then you look, everybody's gone. You know, they've moved on.
Right.
So it, don't be afraid to sit with sharper minds, you know, and focus on what you need to do. And by doing that, you're going to be able to come up with some new strategies, some new ideas. And maybe along the way, that one program that you had before, which, like Veronica said, it might not have been the time for that or wasn't presented in the best way. It can come back around and actually come full circle, you know, because I know for me, and just for me from working in the field, you know, my profession being a paralegal, you know, it's something that I wanted to do and to help other paralegals for years and years and years, but I just could not figure out how to make that circle come together, you know. And so now it seems like it's coming together, because I had to leave it alone. And sometimes you have to leave things alone, you know, let them sit there, you know, and let them brew a little bit longer, you know. And it's like, okay, I can go back to that now. I have a clearer picture. So this is great, Veronica. And so one of the other things that I wanted to talk about today, and you touched on it a little bit, about meeting with different people, and you're going over to, you know, ODU and using those services. Can you think of anything else that they can possibly do to people who are starting their nonprofits to help them to just get that extra little push or get some more information to help them be successful in their nonprofit?
The library has a wealth of information. They have nonprofit directories or what have you. So there are some services that you can pay for so that you can find out, you know, different grants or what have you. But I would say for anyone who are really, you know, you're just getting started, develop a relationship with a funder. You know, that there are many in this area, but not all will support you. But find one or two and start going to the training that they're doing and developing relationships, so that when your nonprofit name is called, they recognize who that nonprofit is, and they have a face to put with that. And so I would say building relationships with the local funders in the area, if your mission matches their mission. And, you know, I always tell people when I'm doing seminars and workshops, if your mission is to, you know, to feed the homeless and theirs is to feed whales, there's no way that that's going to be connected. Their mission and your mission is so off, unless you're going to have some homeless folks go and do some stuff with whales. But it's one of those things wherein, you know, I'm finding that. And I'm saying this because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going right back to the drawing board. I'm going back to going to workshops that I've kind of found one funder that I really want to work with this year, because I believe that is forging a relationship where later a grant could be, you know, got from them simply because of the fact that they know who we are now, as opposed to you just coming to one of their trainings. And to tell you the truth, nonprofits are a dime a dozen now, and that's why so many nonprofits don't get funded, simply because there are so many of them, and they know that typically that most nonprofits don't make it past the, you know, the fifth year. So they don't take the chance of giving money to people that they don't know. But if they started training you and developing you and seeing you, then they then will say, yeah, you know, I know this organization, and they come to our trainings, and they know that we said that we wanted good goals and outcomes and measures and tools for developing your strategies and all that stuff. They already know that you're kind of got some skin in the game now with them. And so I would say for anyone who's really thinking about that, do your due diligence and get to know the funders in the area, that vision and mission is similar to yours, and develop that relationship with them so that down the road, and start small. And that's what I have to say to people as well, is don't go after the really big grants right now, because if you only got $200 in the bank, there's no way in the world you should be going after a $100,000 grant, because you don't show capacity. And if you can't show capacity, then look at what your financials are over the last 2 or 3 years, because if you don't have that, then don't even go after a grant. And if all you made was, you know, $15,000, then go for a $10,000 grant, because they can see that you have the capacity to go after a $10,000 grant, because you made $15,000 in growth and your revenue for that year. And so you start like that and building that relationship, and they get to see, okay, they can handle 10. Then they'll bump it up a little bit more. So begin with, you know, with the smaller grants first, you know, the 2,500, 5,000, 10, all based on your growth and your revenues, because you cannot shoot for the sky and get monies from them when you have not shown them that you can handle and that you're a good steward over the monies that your organization has in its of itself. And so that's kind of what I would say to those who are really kind of getting started, because again, these are tried and true methods. These are things that I am doing. So I'm not saying to them things that, you know, that I don't know about. I have gone, you know, back to the basics again and doing those things that I know work. So I'm hoping that answers the question, Francine.
Absolutely. And for the small business owner or partnership, the thing that Veronica is saying, it still applies to you. So don't just think, just because she's talking about a nonprofit, that was like, well, I own a business. No, these ground rules, and these, that's what they are. They are going back to the basics. They are ground rules. They are trying to get you to open your eyes so that you can not, you know, make this judgment call. Well, you know, well, I'm just not going to do anything because nobody's going to loan me any money. Well, if you have that kind of mentality, they won't. You know, you have to sit down and think about where it is you want to go. So if you're in a small business, and just like Veronica just said, and you don't have two coins in the bank, why are you trying to go for a $250,000 loan? You have no collateral, except maybe your home, some personal, you know, things, but you don't want that attached to your business, and you're just starting out. You know, not to say that you can't get it, because it's out there and it's available to you, but be smart. So have some ground rules and know where you can go, and have one conversation at a time. So if you, again, just what she said, build a relationship with a financial institution, whether it's a credit union or a bank, you know, don't let the first time you go into that bank is to ask them for some money. Build that relationship. Yep. They will gladly have lunch with you. They have, and if you start looking around, all of the institutions have different seminars and workshops that they put on, where they actually invite you to come and listen to what they have to offer. So be open to that and be ready to listen. And then the other thing is to go for quality. You know, don't be trying to get with some fly-by-night company that's on the internet that's going to loan you, you know, $1 million. You know, because guess what's going to happen to you? You know, you already know the outcome. You, and like Ronnie said, you reaching for, you know, all the stars in heaven. You know, you haven't even put any work down on the ground. So stay on the ground, your feet planted on the ground, and then start to look up and see your vision and make it visual to yourself, and then be encouraged by your own ideas. And once you are, then others will be encouraged also. So, Veronica, I think, though, that's a great tip. And it doesn't matter, again, whether you're in business or in a nonprofit. So, you know, and again, what Veronica was talking about, you know, there are so many nonprofits. Well, guess what? Consultants and business coaches and strategists, there are a plethora of us as well. And I talked about this before. We can stretch our arms all the way across the United States and probably, you know, reach from one tip to the other, you know, because there's so many of us. So find your niche. Find that thing that you are good at. You know, if you're good at public speaking and training, then do that. But if you're good, you know, with something else, then look at what you're good at and go for that. Because now, again, we have to be creative. We're going back to the drawing board. You know, I'm a good coach, you know, and like Veronica was saying, we know this, you know, this is our arenas. We know what they are. But if there are 15 of us in Virginia Beach, guess what? We're all trying to get the same clients. There are a lot of people in Virginia Beach, but, you know, how many of them really want to talk to, you know, a coach, you know, that's talking about the same thing, you know? So if all the coaches are talking about growing your business, then, and the person is needing someone to talk about finance, they don't have anyone that they can go to. So find out what your niche is and build your business on that. And so just like Veronica said, we're going back. I'm going back to my drawing board. I'm looking at what I do best, you know, so I'm really trying to help the small businesses in the area of finance, you know, and in the area of building their businesses and developing it in a way that maybe they hadn't thought of, you know, so that's what we're doing, and which is absolutely great. Mm-hmm. So thanks, Veronica. That was great input. And so what do you say to those people who are looking for help in their nonprofit world? You know, they've been in a nonprofit for, let's say they've been in for 2 years, Veronica, and they still are not, they should be. Do you have any tips for them today?
Yeah, I think that basically is asking for help. So that you can move beyond where you are, because it's just like the old folks used to say. They said you can't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes you're so entrenched in something that you can't see the obvious, or you run out of ideas. And we've all heard, if you're the smartest person in your circle, you need a bigger circle.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, you know, you need to go on. They just need to say, okay, if it's not moving, and you know, I've tried all of the ideas that I have, it's time to take the next step and bring others in, seek advice from others. Basically, look at your funding, because all of us have been there where we're putting money from our own personal account into our business account, but that's not sustainable. That will hurt you in the long run, because you can't you can't run your business and your household at the same time with the limited resources. And so that's one of the reasons why I said, you know, one of the things this year for the remainder of this year is to secure some sort of funding wherein we have some dollars to say, okay, there's a training we want to go to, and we're going to fly to D.C., we're going to have a hotel, and then we got a per diem for being there. You know what I mean? Those kinds of things, as opposed to, oh, my God, what are we going to do? How are we going to get there? And all of this.
Yes. How are we going to eat once we get
there?
Yes. Girl, look, so, getting some nabs and a soda, because you can't get that down the minibar. Look. You can't pay for it. Yes, we have all been there.
So it's got to be. You know, there has to be strategy, and it has to be, you know, you seeking other help, and it's okay to seek help. Is that, as a matter of fact, that's wise to seek other help, because
absolutely,
you know then that you're getting things from another perspective, and so that would be my word to the wise.
Yes, absolutely. And all to break it down, she was just saying, you know, stretch, you know, and look at who you are and stop being so closed-minded and being so tight. You got to get out there. And if you want this, your success is yours. You have to own it. You have to get it. Nobody's going to give it to you. You know, we can teach you all day, every Thursday, you know, for this half an hour that we're on here. But if you don't want it, nothing's going to happen. So you have to stretch yourself and be with those creative people and creative minds and focus on your business. So, Veronica, let's tell them how to get in touch with you, because we have 60 seconds. Girl, we've been rolling.
Wow. We've been rolling, as we always do. So you can always connect with me at 757-572-0974 is the phone. The website is micrononprofitnetwork.com, and then email letstalkveronica@gmail.com.
Get in touch with me is icw.rector@gmail.com is my email. The website is issuesconcerningwomen.org, and my phone number is 757-567-6734. 757-567-6734. Thank you, my sister. It has been great as always. You are
always
a powerhouse of information and tips, and have a wonderful rest of your evening. Listening audience, thank you for tuning in, and please come back next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for tips and information with Veronica McMillan and Francine Humphrey. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.